step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Jondras here, and I wanted to take this opportunity to talk to you about MyBookie.ag. If you're watching the games, it's time to start making money. MyBookie is the industry-leading website that hooks you up for all your betting needs. And with their great odds, fast payouts, and decades of experience, you can bet with confidence. Your team doesn't have to win. They just have to cover the spread. So what are you waiting for? Lay down some cash and win big today. Or, if you know your team sucks, do yourself a favor and bet against them. If you lose, you'll make money, and if they win, you'll still be happy. Where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. Trust me, I know. That is why I'm urging you to go to mybookie.ag. They have in-game betting, live betting, and a mobile site that makes wagers on the go easier than ever. You can also check out their online casino if you'd rather play a few hands of blackjack or roll the dice and craps. Join now and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 50% bonus up to $1,000. But to activate this is what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to go to MyBookie and use my promo code FPT. That's like forward pass thinking, but it's just the letters FPT. And remember, with MyBookie, you play, you win, you get paid. Hello and salutations to all, welcome to this edition of Forward Pass Thinking Audio Content. I'm your host, as always, Jondras, and I'm joined by one of my regular guests, Ryan McGinley. How are you?
Dude, now that I know that I'm a regular, it's great. I know we were testing the waters out, you know, really feeling each other up, but knowing that I'm your regular makes everything all the while. Like, it's the best thing that's happened to me in a couple weeks, you know?
You're on the show like every week. I don't know. Okay. Anyways, well, I have some letters to get to. As many of our listeners know, that many people from the NFL world like to write me letters to get my insight, and I like to also get the insight of my regulars, like Ryan here. Oh. But before we do, I would like to paint a picture for you, a word picture of sorts, if you're ready for this kind of thing.
Yep. Great for podcasts.
All right. So the year is 2022. Carson Wentz is the back-to-back Super Bowl MVP. Philadelphia sports fans and Boston sports fans are the same, virtually indistinguishable on social media and out in public other than the garb that they're wearing. How do you feel about this?
You know, because right now, don't like them. I don't like them at all. Like, they're like our brother in, like, drunken angriness, but they've won things.
Like, Doug right Peterson now, I don't like. Said this is the new norm.
He did say it's a new norm, and let me tell you, Jonders, I'm going to backtrack to a podcast that I was not technically a regular on with you, but I was on with you when you laughed, you scoffed at Dougie P saying that this team better than his Packers team.
I definitely said that. Well, I would like to say that I still think that Reggie White's better than Cox or Graham.
Yeah,
I think Brett Favre's better than Nick Foles.
Oh yeah, well, I see what you're doing there.
But okay, maybe okay, yeah. Malcolm Jenkins better than Butler. Fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. You know, I'm trying to forget what his first name was, but I used to always play him in Madden and Quarterback Club because the word butt was in his name.
You're a child. You're forever a child.
Yeah, you know, I'd be Brett Favre on the offense. I would be the safety Butler on defense.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, quarterback. Oh, man, that was a game right there. But, New norm in Philadelphia. I'm not saying that I expect it. Like, I can only turn to you as a Seahawks fan where you have expected to win year in and year out.
I'm going
to
cut you off right there.
You have not.
No, I have not. Also, one of my best friends was dating I'm still friends with her. She's a nice, you know, person. But was dating a 49ers fan. And after the NFC Championship game, what year was that? That was 2013 season. Right?
Yeah, sounds right.
And she's like, well, you know, you guys made it to the Super Bowl this year. That's great. We'll be back. And then I was like, I don't know about that. The thing I've always said is that if you have a team that can win like the Eagles do or did this year, you got to win that year because nothing is guaranteed. 100%. Look at the year that the Seahawks had this year. I mean, the way that the 49ers blew up after I said that, you know, it took like 2 years for Jim Harbaugh to leave. You know, Colin Kaepernick has kind of turned into this different quarterback than we thought he was maturing into at the time. Yep. A lot of their players just quit, retired, I guess is a better way of putting that. But, you know, but that's what I'm saying. I don't expect the Seahawks to win a Super Bowl next year. I didn't expect it last year. I just, you know, expect Russell Wilson to play well.
In their peak, right? In the upper echelon of, like, they were the best defense in the NFL for what, 3-4? They, like, you still can argue they're the best defense, correct?
Cam One Chancellor up. Said that he was if he's I saw cleared it. To play, he'll come back. If they can get another year with Cam Sherman, and now if you have Shaq Griffin playing that opposite side of Sherman. I don't know. Yeah, because if you get another year out of Bobby Wagner and Bennett, and I don't know what the status of Averill is, but if you can get all those guys back together for one more year, then I would take that defense over any other league in the league if you can get all those pieces back together one more time.
My thing is, when the Seahawks won the Super Bowl, right? Everyone expected them to be there every single year, right?
Yeah,
like they were the cream of the NFC. Like they have to compete with Aaron Rodgers, who also only has one Super Bowl, thought he would be a dynasty maker himself. But, like, I can't expect the Eagles to do what they did this year going forward. Like, I know they'll have, like, 20 of 22 starters.
No, this isn't about whether or not you expect it or not. This is about, to get back to the point that I was making 5 minutes ago, this is about whether or not you think, or how you would handle becoming the Patriots fans.
I would probably still love it, like,
okay, that's all I want to know.
I'm 23 years old. Like,
So am I. I'm also 23.
Yeah, that's what you are. Huh. Just a couple kids talking on the internet. Yeah, I mean, like, just seeing how the city of Philadelphia, like, unified, and I know everyone thinks that, oh, they're destroying stuff, they're eating things that came out of horses, they're tearing poles down. Like, that was, like, a very magnified look at what was going on. And, like, there's been 60 years of guys just crying, watching Chuck Bednarik, watching Randall Cunningham, just watching all of the great Eagles not do it. So, there's not going to be a better Super Bowl for the Eagles. But, I mean, I wouldn't hate if we had a couple more.
You know, I was going to text this to you a couple days ago when I realized that Doug Peterson has joined Packers greats in Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre having one Super Bowl trophy.
Yeah.
They all have one single Super Bowl trophy. It's pretty, you know, Doug Peterson's doing it, man.
Doug Peterson won one.
Yeah.
As a backup quarterback.
Oh, so he has two. Yeah.
So he's got two. So
I think he had to be a starter. Like, I'm not going to count this in the future.
Are you sure?
If we're ring counting for Carson Wentz, I'm not going to count this for Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
When we're ring counting for Jimmy Garoppolo at some point in the distant future, I'm not going to count the two he has under Brady.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, it's tough to count them. The Eagles, one of one, they wouldn't have beat the Falcons if Wentz didn't play all year. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If they didn't get home field.
That's a fair Wentz point.
If Wentz didn't play in the Rams game, they wouldn't have gotten home field. So, Wentz is more deserving than not getting one. You know what I mean? But it's tough. Like, as I'm like Carson Wentz's number one fan. It's been pretty banged in. It's tough to be like, this is 100. Like, it's not 100% Carson. Like, I would say, like, I can't even say 60. Like, it was almost 50-50. You know what I mean?
It's, you know what? That's all fair and stuff, but, you know, he has zero Super Bowl rings. You know, I know his lovely fiance now has a ring. You know, mazel tov to them. Congratulations and all that, but, you know, zero rings.
Yeah, I can't argue with it.
Do you want to hear some of the letters that I've received?
Sure, why not?
Okay, here's one. Dear Johnders, wow, I'm still pulling confetti out of my hair, and I somehow ended up in your home state. Johnders, you got to get me out of here. They're having me hold up for photos holding the newspaper. They're making sure I won't leave. They put locks on my door. I can't get out of here. Help me. Help me get out. I think this is from your buddy Frankie.
Sad. I was so mad. As soon as I saw McDaniels leave, I knew we were losing him. Like, he was quietly a big, big part of the Eagles coaching staff. But I don't know how I can say quietly and an offensive coordinator together at the same time, but if you put Frank Reich's picture in front of 75% of Eagles fans pre-playoffs, I don't know if they would know who he is. Just because throughout the year, last year, Doug Peterson's called all the plays. He's been the main guy with the offense, and then the next guy you see is Deuce Staley. Frank Reich has been mostly an afterthought, but after hearing what Carson said about him, what Doug said about him, I think that the Colts might have stumbled into a better hire than Josh McDaniels.
They might have. The other thing that I want to get to is I said something on Twitter, and you started lambasting me for it. I just said that this is one of the reasons why it's difficult to repeat or have a dynasty, because once your successful players and coaches start to leave, I 100% stand by that. One of the things I want to get to is that Doug Peterson didn't call plays in Kansas City.
Correct.
It turns out he was pretty good at calling plays and being a head coach. I don't understand why we would undercut Frank Reich's his role in the offense with Philadelphia or his role in that building. Until we see something that proves otherwise, I don't see why we would be saying that the Eagles aren't going to miss out on a lot and not having him there, and also that the Colts aren't getting a big boost, like you said.
Yeah. My thought is there were so many smart football minds with football background actually playing the game, working together. Him, DeFilippo, Peterson, Deuce. I mean, even Mike Groh, the wide receiver coach, they all knew how to make their players better. And I know you're not a big Andrew Luck guy, but I think this, if Andrew Luck comes back, which is not a given, I think this hire is huge for him.
Yeah, well, I've been very adamant about until we see Andrew Luck practicing, I'm not going to get excited about watching him play ever again. you know, it's kind of a similar thing. Matt Nagy is now the head coach in Chicago. Yep. And Travis Kelce said he could be the next Doug Peterson. Do you think that you, and you were boasting about the Doug Peterson coaching tree.
Yep.
The Reed coaching tree looking pretty sexy.
Reed coaching tree looking pretty sexy. The point in Philadelphia that's been brought up.
Who else is on the Reed coaching tree? Because you have Doug Peterson, obviously, Harbaugh, and then Brad Childress kind of fails out.
Who is the guy in Minnesota?
Childress.
Childress, and who's the other guy?
Frazier,
I think. I believe Frazier was on there. Bowles.
Okay.
And
John Gruden. Gruden's more on the home break. So it's Holmgren.
Yeah, Gruden was on the Holmgren with the Packers, correct?
I need to. I don't really
count him, but I mean, Doug Peterson seems to be the apple so far. He's the only guy with a ring, so you know.
All right.
But to kind of hammer home my point with Nagy, I mean, Peterson saw everything good Andy Reid did, and I guess by him not calling the plays, he saw how Reid called the plays, saw what worked, saw what he would do, and kind of tailored to how he would run offenses. So I think if Nagy takes all the good qualities and then adds his own, I mean, I can't argue with him being a very, very good head coach. I mean, especially with Trubisky. I actually like Trubisky. How do you feel about him?
You know, this is going to sound dumb, but he has a look in his eyes when he throws an interception that looks like a scared puppy. And yeah. It's not not great. The body language factor on Trubisky is very bad.
I can see that. I think I get caught up in the intangible kind of aspect. He's just a big dude with a big arm. He seems like he does have Carson Wentz-like attributes. Like, he's a big guy that can get outside the pocket and throw on the run. But, yeah, I mean, I can't argue with that.
Yeah,
He kind of has, like, an Eli face.
It's not even an Eli face. Eli face is good, but, like, the Tom Brady, like, looks kind of pissed when he throws an interception. Russell Wilson just looks mildly confused for a second. And, yeah. I don't know, man. Like, there's something that
he's going to get yelled at by his dad almost.
Yeah, Mitch Trubisky looks like he's, like, just, like, you know, I don't know. What do dads get mad about?
What do dads get mad about?
Yeah, like, he just, like, scratched his dad's car when he like took it out for the weekend.
Broke a window, and you're like, oh, no. You're going to have to go sweep the floor for, like, a month. Yeah, because Russell Wilson, I know exactly what, like, he reacts like, how did I throw a pick? Like, there's no way that could have possibly happened. He's like, I guess we're on defense now.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And then Tom Brady's like,
Tom Brady, like, yells at everyone.
Yeah. Like, and Aaron Rodgers blames everybody but himself. He'll go around. He just starts barking at people. But
Carson Wentz, like, hits himself in the head a couple times. Like, the double hand to the head, and then goes, like, directly to the service tablet. So.
And Eli has Eli face, which is also good.
Yeah, Eli, like, if you're not sure if the frame is frozen or not, because he just kind of, like, stands there, and you're like, dude, come on.
Eli face. Hey, I have a letter from, I think this is from a quarterback. Do you want to read this?
Yeah, sure.
Dear Johnders, once again, sorry about the 2009 NFC Championship game. I hate this guy. Anyways, I've been thinking a lot, and I've been thinking about maybe leaving the Big Easy. Where would you like to see me play in 2018? Is that the year? Have you ever said the year and thought, like, wow, that can't be the year?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on?
I think it was more with 2017. Like, I think 2018's kind of sunk in for me, but yeah, okay. I know what you mean.
I've been floating this around for a while. I would love to see Drew Brees step in and take over for Case Keenum and company there. I would love to see a couple of years of him throwing to Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs and having Cooks. Is it Cooks or Cook? Cook. Cook behind him. You know, that defense is going to keep points at a minimum. And yeah, I love the idea of Drew Brees playing in a dome still.
Oh, yeah. Are they better than the Saints?
Yeah, the supporting cast is a lot better than the Saints. Right? You don't think so? Griffin kind of cancels out Cam Jordan. Xavier Rhodes kind of cancels out
better.
Lattimore.
Defense is definitely better.
Thielen and Michael Diggs, I don't know what you're saying. Like, Michael Thomas is better than both of those guys combined?
Not combined, but then you've got Kamara and Ingram, right?
Yeah, we really don't know what Cook is. And then I like the tight end situation better in Minnesota, too, with Rudolph.
But what happens if one of your boys goes back there? I mean, if you like the tight end situation more in Minnesota now, or if Jimmy Graham goes back there.
Oh. My favorite thing about free agency is that everybody thinks that every player is going to go to the Patriots.
I've
seen a lot of that. Is that, like, Jimmy Graham and Gronk, the double G offense? Come on, man, leave me alone. But if Jimmy Graham goes back home, I would say the Saints are probably better, especially because we know that Jimmy Graham can flourish in the Saints offense.
Yep.
We kind of don't have to worry about the same kind of stagnant start that Graham had in Seattle. I don't know. I would like to see. Also, I just enjoy watching. Over the age of 38 quarterbacks going to play for Minnesota. It's one of my favorite pastimes.
Ooh, I mean, I'm trying to think if there's any other ones right now that could go there.
No, over the age of 38, no. I mean, Josh McCown's not better than the three quarterbacks that they can
get. Josh McCown is the perfect guy that Minnesota would bring in. Like, maybe he could start over these guys, too. And they would just have, like, a four-quarterback battle. That'd be sweet. Like, like, bracket. Got to throw footballs in the buckets.
Do you have a bold prediction for Cousins, where he lands?
Ooh. Everyone's saying Denver. I feel like that's the easy – it's got to be, like, the Bovada number one or whatever.
Yeah.
But,
I think he said on the radio, or the local D.C. Radio station said that his favorite was Minnesota. Minnesota's in play for all these quarterbacks, I think.
Who, like, is he that much better than Case Keenum?
I don't know. I don't know if he's that much better. He's definitely, yeah, I get your point that you can get Case Keenum for maybe $15 million and Kirk Cousins would cost $30
million. Yeah. Is he a money grab guy? Do you think he grabs? Yep.
I don't know. He seems to say all the right things.
If he's a money grab guy, he's going to be a Jet.
Well, why wouldn't he be, yeah, I guess the Jet? Because he said publicly he doesn't want to be a Brown, but wouldn't that be the best situation to get the most money possible?
Probably, but the Browns have to take a quarterback, right? Like, they need to...
I don't know if they have to. Why couldn't you take... I guess you do.
Do you wait to see what quarterback gets cut in Minnesota and hope he wants to sign with the Browns or Kirk Cousins?
I don't know what you do if you're the Browns. I don't know. Because then... You're putting two eggs in one basket if you draft either one. How about you draft both of the quarterbacks?
Ooh, maybe just draft.
And then trade up from the second round into the first round and take Mayfield. Take all three quarterbacks.
I would love Baker Mayfield in Cleveland. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know why either, but I would love that too.
Because he'd be like the lazy narrative, I'm Johnny Football because that's what everyone says I am, redemption story, and I can live with that. I can live with that being a super boring story that people run. And like,
hey, talking about storylines, you know what's not going to go away? Can the Super Bowl host play in the Super Bowl? That's not going away. The Falcons are hosting this year.
I'm so mad because Atlanta will be like in the playoffs, like pretty good, not really good. Yeah, I'm not really.
Who hosts the Super Bowl in 2019? Or I guess.
2020? Probably like San Diego or some nonsense. Las Vegas? Wouldn't shock me, right?
First
year of the stadium?
It might be you know what? I think it's Tampa Bay. Let me look at this. South Florida, because it was going to be the Rams. Oh, no, the Rams are going to be 2021. And then 2020 is South Florida, so I guess that's Miami.
Ooh.
So, yeah, they'll stop.
Yeah, never mind that.
And then it's Tampa Bay, and we're good again. You know, Los Angeles, they haven't won a playoff game yet, so that's good.
Yeah, I mean, Jameis Winston, not that exciting. I don't expect him to do a lot, so.
Do you want to use my time machine to go back to the 2012 draft day and go to day three? And we can tell everybody that Nick Foles and Russell Wilson will be the first two quarterbacks to win a Super Bowl in this draft class.
That was 2012, right?
Yep. What I said?
I was just double checking because there was not a single first round quarterback in 2012 to throw a pass this year.
Yep. Andrew Luck, Ryan Tannehill, RG3, and Brandon Whedon.
Yep. Yep, not a single one threw a pass in the NFL this year.
Well, Nick Foles won the Super Bowl. Kirk Cousins is going to get $100 million, and Russell Wilson, you know, was an MVP candidate throughout most of the year.
Yikes.
Yeah. It's all good. I got nothing.
Yeah, that's all I got for you, man.
Yeah. All right. It's 20 minutes. 20 minutes of podcasting.
Yeah, exactly. Nice little lunch break.
Yeah, we'll get some free agency stuff going for next week. Still working, I guess, for next week, but, you know, I'll try to figure something out.
Yeah,
I need to be better at ending these podcasts.
Yeah, maybe you should have a regular. I don't know.
You want to go back on?
Dude, if you need me, call to the pen.
All right, make sure you follow me at JohnDersFBT. Make sure you follow Ryan McGinley at Bootleg Fantasy. Make sure you subscribe to Four Pass Thinking audio content on iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher. We put all the videos up on. We put all these audios up on YouTube. I'm not sure. Nobody watches them, but they're all up there.
They're there.
Make sure you go to iTunes and write a review and give us 5 stars. It really helps us out. And make sure to, if you're going to bet on the Winter Olympics or basketball, I don't know about any of that stuff, but you can go to mybookie.ag, and when you sign up, use the promo code FPT, and they will, you know, just rewind to the beginning of the podcast. I forget exactly what the deal is, but the ad's at the beginning. So go back, or maybe I'll put it back. I'm going to put it at the beginning and at the end. How about that? So just wait, and you'll hear exactly what the deal is. Because those people at MyBookie are great people, aren't they, Ryan?
Oh, yeah, definitely great people.
The MyBookie people are so fantastic. Anyways, bye, everybody! Johnders here, and I wanted to take this opportunity to talk to you about MyBookie.ag. If you're watching the games, it's time to start making money. MyBookie is the industry-leading website that hooks you up for all your betting needs. And with their great odds, fast payouts, and decades of experience, you can bet with confidence. Your team doesn't have to win. They just have to cover the spread. So what are you waiting for? Lay down some cash and win big today. Or, if you know your team sucks, do yourself a favor and bet against them. If you lose, you'll make money, and if they win, you'll still be happy. Where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. Trust me, I know. That is why I'm urging you to go to mybookie.ag. They have in-game betting, live betting, and a mobile site that makes wagers on the go easier than ever. You can also check out their online casino if you'd rather play a few hands of blackjack or roll a dice and craps. Join now and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 50% bonus up to $1,000. But to activate this is what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to go to MyBookie and use my promo code FPT. That's like forward pass thinking, but it's just the letters FPT. And remember, with MyBookie, you play, you win, you get paid.